KSL News Time 439. Let's get an update of your traffic. Eric Butler, what's going on?
Well, we do have southbound slowing from South Salt Lake down into the Sandy Draper area. The thickest spot is as you move past the South Interchange. We're also seeing some northbound brake tapping heading up from Sandy up to about 90th South. By the time you get to Midvale, that's cleared up. And it's slowing down a little bit over on the 215 West Belt going past the 201 Highway. Andy Farnsworth.
A crash at Point of the Mountain really affecting things now. It's northbound just before the point. They pulled it behind the construction barrels. However, it is still adding to the delay. We've also got southbound slowing now. That's probably pretty typical between SR 92 and Main Street Lehigh. Don't see any other freeway delays, I-15 all the way to Spanish Fork, but a heads up in Spanish Fork Canyon. A few miles past Thistle, you're down to one lane, and both directions seeing some pretty heavy traffic on Highway 6. Mark?
Well, in addition to already heavy traffic, as always, in Ogden, you have a place where traffic is really stacked up. That's going to be Washington Boulevard and 7th Street due to a big crash there. On the way out of downtown Salt Lake City, in fact, the delays start South Salt Lake through downtown. Wrecks clearing at Temple, and then delays occurring approaching the North Interchange. Davis County commute is thickening on northbound I-15 between Farmington Lagoon and Layton Hills Mall. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.